This is WNPR. I'm Lucy Nalpathanchil. There are a lot of sports to choose from. One you may know nothing about is falconry. Those who practice the sport are called falconers. You may know the term from the popular SNL skit.
He is known only as the Falconer.
In Connecticut, lawmakers will decide on new rules for the sport that is centuries old. But we wanted to find out more about falconers in the state. So on the phone is John DiArpino, who's a member of the Connecticut Falconers Association.
The very definition of falconry is using a trained raptor, a bird of prey, to pursue wild quarry in its native habitat. So it's not like there's no trophy hunting involved, and there's no canned hunts or anything like that. It's a very natural, very environmentally conscious way of hunting.
How many falconers are actually in Connecticut?
Certainly less than 20 that are licensed in the state.
What drew you to the sport? How do you go about, you know, choosing a raptor to hunt with?
I did a little hunting when I was younger, but I wasn't a big gun hunting enthusiast. But when I moved to Connecticut, I happened to make acquaintances with a gentleman that lived in Rhode Island that was a falconer. And at the time, the sport wasn't legal here, so I'd go hunting with him and observe his bird fly and catch game. And I was just drawn to it because it was just a real pure way of hunting. It was just a very environmentally conscious, ecologically friendly sport. Nothing goes to waste. There's no trophy hunting. I just like the appeal of being outdoors and watching something wild do what it would normally be doing, with or without a human.
So how do you go about choosing a bird? I have a couple of red-tailed hawks in my backyard, and I can't imagine they would ever want to come near me or my family. So how do you, I guess, establish that bond?
It's a very pragmatic relationship. It really has to do with the fact that the bird quickly realizes that if it's in the hands of a falconer, the bird is going to get feathered whether it catches something or not. In the wild, a bird is totally dependent on catching wild game to survive. And you get a few nights that are cold and below zero, and if that bird goes to roost hungry a few nights, the line between survival and death is very thin. So in the hands of a falconer, that bird has a safety net, if you will. It realizes it's going to get food no matter what. It's going to, the bird gets protection from the elements, protection from natural predators. So in some ways, it lives a pretty cushy life as compared to, traditionally wild birds. But in order to decide which bird you're going to answer your question, we are only allowed to take birds, passage birds, which are birds that were born this year in the spring. And then by the fall, they start migrating. They leave the nest. And the reason we're allowed to take only those birds is because, unfortunately, up to 80% of them die in the first year. They're just not as good at hunting. There's competition for resources. It's survival of the fittest. And once that bird lives through that first difficult winter, by next spring, that bird will now be part of the breeding population. So the government says, leave those ones alone. We don't want you to take those for falconry. And you hunt with it through the season. Then generally, I release the bird back to the wild at the end of the hunting season. So it's almost like you're borrowing them from the wild for a little while.
I see a lot of red tails in Connecticut. Is that your bird of choice?
It is. We're not allowed to trap obtain our birds from the wild in Connecticut. So we have to go to another state that allows that. In this case, it's usually Rhode Island, New York, New Jersey. But red tails are one of the birds that's done really well. The birds that manage to survive, bird species, especially raptors, are the ones that learn to deal with the encroachment of civilization. And red tails have not only learned how to deal with it, they've actually adapted it quite well. That's why you see a lot of them on the highways on Route 91 or 84. They love those big light poles. They make perfect perches. So they've really done well. Their population, their numbers are higher than they've ever been.
And for our listeners, if they want to learn more about falconry and the Connecticut Falconers Association, where can they go?
A good source of information is on the Connecticut DEEP website. They do have a section on hunting and specifically on falconry. But it's a fascinating sport. The demands are great, but the rewards are equally great. A good falconer always, always puts his or her bird first.
I've been speaking with John DiArpino. He practices the sport of falconry. Thanks, John, for your time.
Thank you.